Hi, my name is Ariel Johnson, and I'm joined with my friend. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, everyone. My name is Juliana Ramos.
And today we'd like to focus on climate change and our food choices and how that affects the world we live in today, as well as our communities. Over the coming years, we've seen a rise in the topic of climate change.
Yeah.
And climate change, there's a reason it has been everywhere. It's because it's really affecting
our planet.
Yeah, and it's affecting how we live. It may not be something huge that's currently affecting you now, but in the future,
yeah. It's what.
So, we'd like to start with hurricanes. Now, over the past couple of years, we've seen a rise in hurricanes that have formed, and not all have hit us or the United States. But because of the rise in temperatures, seawater is becoming a lot more warm, which causes hurricanes. Hurricanes that have hit in the past years is Hurricane Katrina, which was a really detrimental hurricane that impacted Florida and parts of Louisiana and much more. In the recent years, Hurricane Irma has also affected us. Now, the question is, how do hurricanes impact our food agriculture? And the reason is, it can affect our trade, and that causes loss of money as well. The start of hurricanes is because of the rise in temperatures.
Mm-hmm.
And rise in temperatures has a lot to do with human error.
Yeah.
So I feel that if we spread awareness about the human error that people commit on a daily, that would have a lot to do with our...
But the thing that I've noticed, like, especially on the news, is people... I forgot what the girl's name. You know who she's always talking about? Climate change?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I
don't know. Oh, Greta Thunberg?
Yes, yeah. Her. You know, she's always trying to convince people, let's take action, let's do it now, like... We can't wait till the last minute. And I feel like nobody pays attention to that. They're like, oh, it's just a young girl speaking her mind. She's not even doing the action.
And I feel that her age has a big issue with that. Because she's not a political official or something like that.
She has no title.
Yeah, people, it's more like an act. They're like, oh, that's cute. She's fighting for what she believes in. But they're not taking it seriously. Now, if she were to be our president and saying stuff like this, her words would be taken more seriously, which is a big issue because it's any young person can go out and make a change and help our world be a better place. And that might sound really huge, but that could be simple things such as starting your own garden. If you have the space for it, that could be really fun.
And a fun activity to do with your siblings or your parents.
Yeah. It's also healthier. You know where your food's coming from. You know how you're growing it. And also, the less meat that is in our diet, the better. Because the industry that produces meat could be quite harsh sometimes with providing meat for America, which is in high demand of it. There's a lot of animal cruelty that goes unsaid.
And it's really sad how these animals are treated just for our pleasure to eat.
Yeah.
I feel like to me it's not fair for the animals because, you know, they're...
they're kind of voiceless.
Yeah, they don't have a voice.
Yeah, they're out of control. It's wherever,
we are in control.
Yeah.
Them.
So, also a simple thing that a lot of people overlook is we tend to waste a lot of food.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And food is already in high demand all over the world as population grows.
A way that we can help reduce that is maybe giving it to the homeless.
Okay, yeah.
Giving the rest of your meal to a person who may need it more than you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also wasting your food is just like, it's become like secondhand nature to some people. Yeah. It's just like, oh, I'm done, I don't want it, so just throw it in the trash. Yeah. When in reality, that food can go towards someone who actually is really hungry.
Oh, yeah.
So those are just a few issues that we think are a huge issue that kind of drives climate change in our food choices. We just want a big solution could be to spread awareness. The more people know
about this,
the better. So,
and for our future too.
Yeah, because right now the future of this planet is unpredictable.
Yeah.
And this is our one home for right now. So I feel like everyone should do their best to save it.
And that's I agree.
So thank you for tuning in. Again, my name is Ariel Johnson.
And my name is Juliana Ramos.
And thank you for listening.